97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
Just wanted to point that out again. 1 week out from the election, it's always worth remembering what's going to happen here. We got some big issues going on in the state of Missouri. I know the presidential race is big. Don't let me lead you to believe that that's not what I'm saying. Big issues in the state of Missouri, right? Not the least of which is this Senate 15 race, which I talked about yesterday. Had Niall Stevens on here from Wild Horse Township talking about the fact that a couple of mayors, nonpartisan mayors in St. Louis County, have endorsed the Democrat in that Senate race. That baffles me. And we've got John Lamping on here, former Missouri senator, to talk a little bit more about that this morning and some other issues. John, good morning.
Good morning. I guess 1 week until they start counting the votes, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's like the election actually ends next Tuesday. It doesn't start that day. It's so strange. But here we are.
Yeah, we don't honestly believe we'll know a result by this time next Wednesday. I'm not sure we'll know unless it's a blowout, right? Unless Donald Trump picks up a New Mexico or some of these states, a New Hampshire or somewhere that nobody's expecting him to win, and then it could tip the scales and Pennsylvania is suddenly not the only state that he needs.
Well, I think we're going to get Virginia next Tuesday night, and it's very competitive right now. It'd be extraordinary if Trump were to win Virginia. But if Virginia ends up for Kamala, but by less than a point or so, this idea of too big to rig comes into play. You can't tell me that Trump will have lost Pennsylvania when he almost won Virginia. So I think we're going to know a lot by 11 o'clock that night, based on where we finish in places like Virginia, maybe New Hampshire.
Yeah. Are you helping us out with, I haven't seen the list yet, with election night this year?
Yeah, I'll be on election night. I think we're on 6 to 9 or 6 to 10 or something.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get, you know, some answers. And I think that's the one place that I think will be really telling. I'd be curious to see where that ends up.
I think it is going to be at least a couple days before we know anything as far as, you know, Trump-Harris. But certainly the local races, I think about, you know, things like Amendment 3, Amendment 2. I mean, those are key things I'll be watching. And I'm assuming we should know results by, you know, Tuesday night, Wednesday, early morning.
Yeah, Missouri knows how to count.
we hope so.
Yeah, I think we talked about, you know, Senate District 15. It's David Gregory's a Republican in that race. And I think that's going to be a really good indication. It's going to give me a lot of sense of what's going on with Amendment 3. The energy is all centered right here in St. Louis County, sadly. And that race is neck and neck. And so I think if we'll know by a decent hour where that race comes in. And if David prevails, I think I'd be encouraged as far as statewide Amendment 3 is concerned. And if he were to fall, I think that it might be an indication that Amendment 3 is going to be, you know, passing by a decent margin.
Yeah, I wonder, though, I mean, like when these mayors in nonpartisan areas, but areas that are predominantly Republican, when you think of Chesterfield and Baldwin specifically, who've come out and endorsed the Democrat in this race, Joe Peerless, I think is his name. My understanding of it is there was some bad blood during the primary that led them to have some bias against Gregory to the point that they dislike him so much they'd rather have a Democrat win that Senate seat. That's amazing to me.
Well, it's how campaigns are run. So I can speak very specifically to the campaign that Peerless appears to be running. That district, the 15th district, is considered a Republican district, but only by like +3 or +4 at the most, meaning it, you know, it should be like 53-47, something like that. And when I ran for state senate, my district was +9. It was 59% Democrat. And the race that I ran is a race that I think Peerless might have, I think it's the race he's running, where first and foremost, you need your opposition to have a highly contested primary. I did. The Democrats actually had Sam Page in a three-way primary. He lost to a very unpopular Democrat, Barbara Frazier. And the race that I ran was one where it was not about ideology. It was about competence. It's about my involvement in the community. I think we're seeing the same thing with Peerless, is that he's emphasizing the non-for-profit work that he's done. He's a retired executive from the Drury Corporation. So Drury's are very conservative brands, very conservative family. And so what he's been able to do is he's been able to get people that are moderate Republicans or even conservative Republicans who know him to support him. The same thing happened in my race. I had tons and tons of Democrats that knew me because of my involvement in the community to come out and support me. So it was nothing to do about ideology. It had everything to do with just personal relationship. And the state senate district is 250,000 or so people, and so it's possible to actually get to know a decent number of the electorate. Probably about 70,000 votes will come out of the district. So you might know 5,000. In this case, he might know 5,000 Republicans, or at least in networks of 5,000 Republicans that by word of mouth he's getting the vote out. And then in 2010, I had the Tea Party movement. And in 2024, he has Amendment 3. So if I were a political consultant for him and I saw all of this lining up a year ago, I would definitely see where there's a possibility. And then finally, he's raised as much as $1 million to run the race. Same thing happened. I had to raise seven figures to win my race. So I see a lot of the similar things in his race as to mine. It's possible. Now, here's the problem with all this, and if Republicans, we've been talking about this for weeks now, Mark, that if you know anyone that lives in Chesterfield or Baldwin, you really need to go out of your way to contact them to let them know how important this is that if this seat is lost, this is the last Republican seat in St. Louis County. When I took office, we had four of them. Now, this will be the last one, and if we lose it, then it's very hard to beat an incumbent. Peerless will stay in office. He'll get reelected in 2028, and in 2031 they'll redraw the state senate maps, and they will draw all of them as Democratic maps. So this is really the last chance that St. Louis County will have, in my opinion, from as much as the next 15-20 years to have representation in the state senate. That's how important it is. That's how close it is, and that's why it's so very important that you do everything you can to get people that live in this district to support him.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree. Now, do you think? I mean, I'm looking at these polls from Remington that are coming out. Senate District 15, the Senate District that Nicola is running in over near Kansas City, which is the other Republican seat that Democrats are hoping they have a chance to pick up. I know that when they poll in those districts, even if the Republican candidate's winning by a point or two, Amendment 3 is also winning by a point or two. I don't know who those people are that would go in and vote for the Republican, but then vote for abortion into the third trimester.
Well, I can't speak to the Kansas City side of the state, but I will tell you, and this is sad to say, that there are a very large number of people that call themselves Republican in St. Louis County that will be voting for Amendment 3. And they tend to be, more affluent, highly educated. But I represented St. Louis County. I represented, the center of my district was Clayton. And I knew lots and lots of Republicans, but I knew where they stood on social issues was very, very left. And I think that will happen here in St. Louis County. This is going to be a one or two point race. The fact of the matter is it is Republican plus three, not plus nine, a Democrat plus nine, like when I ran. I think he can squeak it out, but it's just that close. And, there's really nothing else to vote for other than the ballot initiatives. Yeah. If you're a Republican, this is the one race that is in doubt. And it does have, I think it has very specific implications for St. Louis County. I think St. Louis County will have a very difficult time being anything other than Democrat if we lose this state senate seat. And if he wins, he needs to plant a Republican flag right there and make sure that district stays the way it is. And hopefully we can crawl back in the county. But it's not a good place if we don't prevail on Tuesday.
No, I would agree completely. Vote, vote, vote is all I can hope. People don't let the lines keep them from doing that. John Lamping, thank you.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next week. And, of course, he'll be in here on election night helping Mark Reardon out. I'll be part of that coverage as well throughout the night, in addition to what I'm going to be doing over for the folks at Channel 4. They actually needed a real conservative on the air over there. So
probably hard to find people who are willing to go on air and who are very educated about all of this stuff.
I welcomed the opportunity, let's put it that way, to be on there with Lacey Clay and former Governor Nixon, and I believe Gene Evans is going to join us over there as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.